Double J and the Love, Patriot Radio News Hour. What's happened to the American working male? How about this one? This is out of the Washington Examiner. The Fed dangles $12,000 bonuses to firms that hire foreign students. The Department of Homeland Security is readying a plan to expand a program that pays U.S. employers to hire foreign students taught in America, a move that will end up punishing American college grads and even the elderly, according to an immigration think tank, in pushing to allow more foreign students into the so-called optional practical training program by the Department of Homeland Security. Said that it's going to help businesses and colleges by keeping those foreign students in the United States following their American-taught science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum.
The optional what? What's it called again, the program?
The optional practical training program. Now, here's the best part about it. Number one, apparently it's optional. You know, you can either take the money or you don't have to, apparently, right? Because it's optional. I mean, we'll give you money if you want to take these foreign students that got educated here at college in America and hire them. Or you can hire the actual American student. I mean, you decide, because it's optional.
The OPTP program. The optional.
The Bend Over and Take It program says that it's going to punish the American students competing for the same job. You know, how did we get here? How does this program even make it into law? Who decided? I want to know what congressman decided that we needed to do this. Whoever at the Department of Homeland Security that said that pushed for this law needs to be fired immediately.
So on that article, it doesn't say who championed the program.
Of course not.
There you go.
Says that the firms are paid $10,000 to participate. And another new proposal that's going to add another $2,000 in bonuses. So you sign somebody up, we'll give you $10,000. If they're still there after the year's over, we'll give you some more. Here's how it breaks down. So to participate in the program, 17 months is going to now go to 24 months. So they want you to employ these people for 2 years. And then after 2 years, you can decide what you want to do with them. And they're offering $12,000 per any employer that hires a former, what's called a F1 student. So we've got the H-1B visa, which is designed for people to come in and take jobs that, you know, there's not enough of us to do, like Disneyland, right? Remember Disneyland, they fired all those people. Qualcomm, they fired the Americans and brought in the foreigners. This one is the F-1 program. You know, at least they got the F word in there, okay, because that's what it is. This is what our elected officials believe that they need to do. Of course, they had help. You tell me any large employer, because let's face it, I'm not up there lobbying. Most small businesses, we're not up there lobbying. What large employer? You think Warren Buffett thinks this is a great idea? You bet he does. You think Bill Gates thinks this is a great idea? Of course he does. We love getting checks to hire non-Americans. And now they're saying, you know what? $10,000, how about $12,000? What's it going to be next year? $15,000, $20,000? How are we supposed to be able to compete with that? Let's go nuts and say that they were going to pay the same, whether it was an American or a foreigner. But now the foreigner, they're going to get a $12,000 rebate. But we know the reality. If you were going to hire a U.S. graduate, $60,000, $50,000, what are you going to pay the foreign one?
$30,000, $40,000, maybe,
and then get a rebate back of $12,000. And this is another one of the great things that's really, this is what really is happening. This is why your kids don't leave the basement. Because our government has been on a mission. And they've been on this mission for decades. You know what? We're sorry that we were American. We're sorry. We're on an apology mission. You know what? It's not fair. We've got the best economy. We've got the best workforce. We got the best ever. You know what? We need to give you some of that. Because we're sorry. You're right. It's unfair. You know what? We'll fire our citizens to hire your citizens because we're sorry. The only thing more sorry than that is the sorry shape of this so-called recovery. Patriot Radio News Hour, final segment coming up.
Welcome back. It's the Patriot Radio News Hour on a Monday. Joe, do you have the Monday blah?
I'm in a great mood. You know, the reality is, this isn't anything more than not to scare anybody. It's not to do anything other than inform you of what really has happened.
I think this optional plan that you're talking about of bringing
in... Well, it's optional. You don't have to participate.
So if the business is participating and getting
that's
paid...
That's what's optional, right?
It doesn't affect any other Americans except the business owners who can make money off of bringing foreign workers in or foreign students in, right?
That's it.
Why take is this
student,
put together?
They were already here on one visa. Now you take around, you turn around and hire them, and we'll give you a check. Because we don't want you to hire the American worker. And really, that's what it's been. This has been an all-out assault on our way of living. And you know what the funny thing is? Is they want you to believe that they've been doing all of this for us. Right? Making the economy better. And really, what really is happening, and I've been talking about it for a long time now, about how they're just taking it from the inside out, and we're rotting. We're just rotting from the inside. But on the outside, this is all they care about. Perception. Right? We don't care about the reality. Matter of fact, we don't want you to know the reality. We want you to believe in the perception. And this is really what's happened. And this is why, you know what? There's no wonder why is this the worst recovery in the since they've been tracking these recoveries? You know, they create the recessions and the depressions, and they create all this stuff, and then they were supposed to have this great bounce. Why is this the worst recovery in recorded history?
It's a recovery of deception. It's deceitful.
And that's
not
all we have.
It's not forthright.